Session number 11486, rule 9.
In Rugby, and then we lived a year and a bit in Stafford. And then we moved up to Newcastle, where, in a sense, David was almost more foreigner than I, because the Northerners are, on the whole, a bit provincial and parochial. It's where our children were born. And then we moved down south. We both very much wanted to move down south. And we've lived in various houses down south ever since. I didn't have that much contact with Germany. I mean, obviously one wrote an awful lot. Telephone wasn't as easy as nowadays, and one didn't. It was all very expensive. One couldn't just travel. So I only sort of went home every 3 years. Some of my mother came occasionally, but not very often. It's only when my father died in 1967 and 68, I started to go very regularly to Germany again. Twice a year my mother wanted me to come, and I did. And obviously that increased the contact. And I also had started teaching in 1964 when the children got to a certain age. I thought, well, I'll have to do something. I can't just go to coffee mornings. And I applied to teach, and of course I wasn't qualified, so I did just all work. And I then qualified. I got through the Institute of Linguists. I did their final diploma, which is considered a degree equivalent. And I got qualified teacher status that way. And I then taught, which I found very nice. I enjoy it very much. And I now, of course, go to Germany quite often. And David and I do. We have holidays and there and enjoy it very much.
But where do you think of as home?
It's very funny you should say that. When I'm in Germany, I call this home. And when I'm here, I very often say, I went back home. I really think of them both as home at various times. It's rather strange, actually, that one should do so. But I also find I get completely into the mode of speaking German over there, and then I have to think a bit again when I come back and speak English. And I mix it up, and I speak English to the wrong people. I sometimes go into shops, and if I've just thought about something German, I would talk to a shop assistant in German, and they would look at you in a strange way, and you know.
You were saying earlier, Inga, you know, that you felt for a while that everything German wasn't good.
Mm.
And you know, were rather derogatory about
it. Yes.
When did that stop? Because obviously you don't feel like that today from what you've been saying.
Stopped very gradually, I feel. I got, I suppose, confidence back. I suppose we see emerging Germany as it did. And one also found that there are things done perhaps inefficiently or wrongly in this country, that it isn't all wonderful. And so one felt, well, there is a balance. And I began to differentiate the things that are essentially good in Germany and always have been and are still, and the things that were bad. I found a better balance, I think. I didn't now feel sorry about that. I never really, at the time, followed the development of the European community. We've always read a newspaper, and good newspaper, but the English newspapers at the time didn't make much of it. It was something that was done on the continent, and it probably wouldn't last, and England had nothing to do with it. I think that must have been the attitude. I feel it probably was from what I've now read. And it was such an enormous thing to have happened that I'm sort of sorry I didn't pay more attention to it when the EC was originally formed, the Treaty of Rome was signed, a sort of historical thing that almost bypassed me. I've sort of known about it, but not that much. I've only since learned more about it. I went on a course about it because I wanted to know about it. And I've personally feel. Of course, it's an incredibly important thing. I feel very much a European, rather than, well, one feels one belongs to both sides. One is German as much as one is English, in spite of having lived here twice as long as I have in Germany. In a lot of ways, one feels still very strongly German. And there are, of course, times when you feel you're a citizen of both, and there are times when you feel you're a citizen of neither. When certain things are discussed in Germany post-war, they might say, oh, well, you weren't here and took part in it. And in this country, there are certain loyalties and things, of course, which I don't share with this country, when it's a question, obviously, of the war, where one was in fact on the other side, or when it's a question of the royal family, for instance, where one is simply indifferent and doesn't share that sort of very strong royalist feeling that exists in Britain. So one feels, well, one isn't really part of this setup. But I suppose that's the sort of thing you've got to accept in life. But I feel very strongly European, and I feel very upset when people in England make very much make pronouncements against it. I felt very upset about the Ridley thing and the underlying attitude of Margaret Thatcher in connection with it. Just having been to Germany, it's very much regretted, and it's there. It's the way hatred comes to the fore, and it is all such a long time ago, which is the great shame. And I really feel if England were to leave the EEC, which I don't think for a moment it ever will, I would try and regain my German nationality, because I feel that so very important. If one has, I think, lived through all the hatreds on the continent and the being the shut off each country from each other, and now you just travel and you hardly even show your passport, it's like a miracle. So that's something I regret, perhaps, in England, that they aren't more European. Although I think the younger generation is, it's probably only my own generation that still very much lives in the war.
You must see an awful lot about World War II, you know, on the television, let alone films and radio as well. I wonder, do you get a sense of embarrassment? I wonder how you sort of feel about this. Do you think there's too much emphasis on war?
There isn't a great deal of emphasis on it. I sometimes feel embarrassed. I sometimes feel absolutely fed up with it and furious. And the way Germans are depicted always as silly fools, it's ridiculous. And I think I can cope with it, and so can David, but I think in general, for the population, it is a silly thing to always present it like that.
Do you think when you watch things, you know, about the Holocaust and other aspects of the war, do you ever feel a sense of guilt?
Well, guilt for having actually lived during that time where it happened. I can't personally feel guilty because I was a child when Hitler came to power. I was a child during a lot of the time when it all happened. And therefore, I can't feel real guilt. It's not something I've done. But nonetheless, there's something. Like one of the German presidents, I've forgotten which one it was, he made a speech, I don't think it was that long ago, and he talked about the sense of shame, which is different. I find that almost impossible to watch. Nor can I read books about it much. One does some, of course, but very difficult. I mean, they're one form of program about Germany. Then there are all the stupid ones, which are just bore me. Then there are various films where obviously the American, they tend to be American war films where they're all heroes and win. Well, one just accepts that. That's quite amusing, and one watches them and doesn't really worry about them one way or another. I think on the whole there's always been a fair amount of anti-German propaganda in this country. I thought it had improved until the Ridley affair, and something has sort of burst out into the open, it seems. I suppose people have been separated here on an island, and they're bound to feel like that up to a point. They have been separate. It's not like the continent where everybody's constantly intermingled to a far greater extent. And therefore they hate each other and they come to terms with each other again. I think they will now, even with the East. There seem to be an enormous amount of contact now. I've just been, and obviously the talk is all the unification and how it's progressing and all the ups and downs and the difficulties and so on, but behind it all is a feeling, well, of course we want to reunite with all the difficulties, and the West knows it's going to cost an awful lot of money, and they're fundamentally prepared to pay, because it's still in memory. I mean, I still have had relations over there, and my father comes from there, and it's just about still time, another 10-20 years, and of course the contacts are broken, the families are then, the older generation has died and the younger generation doesn't know any more. I visited the DDR in 86 to visit a cousin, and it was just as horrible as it was depicted. I can really say from first-hand experience it was dreadful. The suspicions, the being checked, the being watched, the dilapidation, the pollution, the fear, everything. It's just as awful as one had thought. Nothing was exaggerated. And on coming out, having sort of waited an hour and a half and having the seats taken out of the car and the mirror put underneath and the petrol tank searched and oneself being searched, you sort of drive through all the fortifications, and you know if an alarm bell rings, all sorts of blocks fall across the road and bar you from going out. And when you actually, over the last bridge to the west, and you see the first West German policeman or border guard, you know, you really felt like falling around his neck and say, look here, we're back. And he has that all the time. Relations of mine felt the same. They just sort of drove across and burst into tears for sheer tension of it all. So that's all gone, and I think they will reunite, and I think they'll manage it, and hopefully it's all going to work. There's an awful lot of work to be done, apart from all the pollution in the institutions. People there haven't had any form of freedom since 1933. One forgets those 12 extra years that have happened. And they'll have to learn. I think they will. And I think it'll work. And I suppose Germany will be very powerful, and I suppose that is inherently dangerous, and I can see that other people might be worried. But I think they're so welded into the European community that all will be well.
Well, Inga, thank you very much indeed for telling me so many of your experiences and your thoughts on the future.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Good.